Hey, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Katie.
Welcome to Nostalgia, home of nostalgia. Can I take your podcast?
What?
Kate, have you ever seen the film Good Burger?
I have not.
Do you remember the Good Burger sketch from all that?
I think so. They said Good Burger a lot, and it was Kenan and Kel.
Okay. Anything else? Any other memories? You watched it, I believe, in 2018?
I don't remember anything before 2019.
It's one of our first maybe 10 episodes of the podcast was all that.
Oh, good for me.
Okay, Kate. Good Burger is a feature film, premiered in theaters July 25th, 1997. It stars Kenan Thompson and Kel Mitchell. It is directed by Brian Robbins, who is now the president of Nickelodeon.
Oh, good for Brian.
It was written by Dan Schneider, Kevin Coppola, and Heath Seifert.
Do I know that Dan Schneider
you
from
do.
Somewhere?
Just Dan Schneider is a very questionable man.
You can't see me on this audio medium, but I'm narrowing my eyes suspiciously.
Yeah.
Because I listened to the audiobook of I'm Glad My Mom Died, and I have concerns.
Yeah, he's a questionable guy.
I would like to note that we also still have COVID.
Oh, yeah. That's day five?
Six?
Six?
I think
day
it's six.
It's day six of COVID. Okay. Kevin Coppola and Heath Seifert, though, are a writing team that worked on a lot of these shows. And Kevin Coppola, one of the co-writers of this movie, you're not going to get this at all, Kate, but I figure I'll mention it because it surprised me doing the research and any other 90s kids like me listening. He's the grown man on all that. The one who's like the producer, like in the show, Kevin. He's one of the writers. I had no idea. Okay. I know you don't care. Just some quick background. Nickelodeon started in 1979, as we know, but it really popped off in the mid-80s into the 90s. In 1994, they launched All That, their kid version of SNL, basically. Two of the breakout stars were Kenan and Kel, who then get their own sitcom in 1996. We've watched that as well. So Nickelodeon's doing really well, and it tries to start making movies, because, you know, they just figure logically that's their next step. They actually tried to adapt their three original Nicktoons, Rugrats, Ren and Stimpy, and Doug, into movies, but they failed kind of like early on in the 90s. And then they finally get a movie made in 1996, which is Harriet the Spy. Are you familiar with Harriet the Spy at all?
Sure am.
Have you seen the movie?
I think I have.
You saw the movie? You saw the Nickelodeon film Harriet the Spy as a child.
Is Rosie O'Donnell in
she
it?
She is.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I read the book though. First,
yeah. So that's why.
I was cultured.
Harriet the Spy, right, is this 1964 like children's novel basically. And so Nickelodeon, for whatever reason, that was their first feature film project, to turn that into a movie. And then the very next year, in 1997, they make their second movie, Good Burger, basically taking the sketch from All That, turning it into a feature-length film. Are you ready to watch?
I guess I am. I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
I was hyped for this. I don't think I saw it in theaters, but I definitely had the orange VHS tape of it and watched it many times. I don't know if it's good necessarily, but it's very nostalgic, I'll tell you that much. I haven't seen it in years though. Oh, and they did make a sequel. I swear to God, we've been trying to do this for years. Good Burger has been on my list for years. We just never got to it, and now they made a sequel that just came out in November 2023.
Good for
so
us.
It's fresh on my mind, so let's watch.
Where does this fit in with Harold and Kumar Go to White Castle?
Very different.
Okay.
I mean, maybe this is like the kids' version. Harold and Kumar only go to White Castle. Here, our characters work at Good Burger.
Look, I ordered one Good Burger with nothing on it.
And that's what I gave you.
No, you gave me a bun. Just a bun. Look, there's no meat in here.
But you said you wanted nothing on it.
Yes, well, I expected a meat patty.
Dude, a meat patty is something. You said nothing. Fizz, is a meat patty something or nothing?
Something?
I win.
All right, that rips it. I am reporting your name to the manager.
The manager already knows my name.
I'll see you in hell.
Okay, see you there.
Good Burger.
What?
Oh, in theaters, there was a mini Action League Now short, but I'm not going to make you watch that.
Thank you.
What do you think of this Nickelodeon logo at the start?
It's gross.
A spilling orange milkshake.
This opening with the different burger configurations feels very Nickelodeon.
Oh, yeah. It's like stop motion burger assembly.
That burger actually does look pretty good.
It looks like a good burger.
Oh, no.
Ah. What do you think of this burger with eyes, all of them
oh,
talking, floating?
Oh, no, I don't
floating.
Like these talking burgers. What's happening?
That's the kind of humor you can expect in this film.
That's a lot.
His alarm clock goes off and he goes, whoa, a clock. I really like Ed's room.
I know, baby.
He's got like a banana lamp. There's burgers everywhere.
All right, so he's showering in his uniform. Is this like a commentary on our capitalist system in which we're all trapped?
I think it might be.
I feel like if we didn't get married, this would be your life.
Oh my God.
What?
Roller skating to work.
Yeah.
Sleeping in my uniform.
Oh my God. I actually genuinely laugh.
Yeah, he's in his roller skating, Ed has like accidentally captured a jump roping child. And while dragging her, her head is slamming into the pavement.
It made me laugh.
It's pretty violent.
I think you would love to roller skate to work. I am genuinely laughing at Kel Mitchell roller skating with this baby.
He's endangering a baby. Hey, how come when we watched Rugrats way back when, you were worried about the endangered children? But now when it's a live action baby, you think it's hilarious.
They just shot that baby through a basketball hoop, Tyler.
That's Dan Schneider.
Oh, God. All right, so Sinbad is here, and he's dressed in like a disco outfit.
The theme from Shaft is playing.
Very confusing. I mean, it's a really great outfit, right? Like his jacket says like, black is beautiful. I'm black and I'm proud. All right, so all the children are gone for summer vacation.
Mm-hmm.
There's some really solid 90s fashion here.
Oh, yeah. What is Keenan wearing? It's this huge yellow jacket. It's summer temperatures out.
Give me a driver's license. Give me a driver's license.
Regarding my driver's license, I give it to you, but you're going to have to wait.
For what?
About a year.
Oh, no.
That's when I get one.
No, no.
When they put it in my hand.
You don't have a driver's license.
No.
I know you don't have no insurance, D. Yes, I hate to do this, young man. I hate to put a black man in jail, but I'm going to call the police.
Black man in jail?
I hate to do this.
You ain't got the... I'm just a kid.
We need this clip in there. I can't even explain this clip.
I didn't understand this.
No, I don't think you understood this.
I kind of want to go to Mondo Burger. Is that bad?
I know you're scared of Mondo Burger. All right, so they're at Mondo Burger now, and it's very super corporate, right?
Yeah.
It's like very regimented in how they would make a burger. But Kenan Thompson's not doing so great at it. Young Kenan Thompson is very funny.
He's good.
And actually, Kel Mitchell is very funny.
Yeah.
I wish Kel Mitchell got to do a little more of what Kenan Thompson is doing, right?
Yeah, Kel is just Ed for the whole movie.
Yeah.
And Ed is, it's just so funny because when you're a kid, when I was a kid,
mm-hmm. Kel Mitchell was funny.
Yes, you wanted to see Ed. You wanted more Ed. But Kenan's really funny here.
He's like genuinely very funny.
Yeah.
It was very interesting to hear Kenan Thompson, no, Kel Mitchell on, I think he was on Fresh Air maybe. I can't remember. Or was it, it was Kenan. Kenan was on Fresh Air and he talked about like he and Kel hadn't spoken in like many years.
Mm-hmm.
And then when it was like, okay, well, we're going to make this Good Burger sequel. And he was like, the first thing I had to do was call him.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I'm in the car and I'm like crying because I'm like, oh no, male friendship.
You who don't care one
ounce care anything
about
for,
Good Burger.
For Good Burger.
Right.
Ah.
Did they have a nice reunion?
Male friendship makes me cry.
Did he say it was nice?
He said they picked up the phone and it was like they had never. Oh, God.
I wasn't expecting tears on our Good Burger episode. You're making me well up, too.
Oh, no.
Just describing Fresh Air. This is a peek into our life, guys. Katie will call me crying because she heard a good Fresh Air and then I'll be crying.
You cry about Ben and Jerry being friends. Oh, why am I crying? We do spend a lot of time crying about public radio in this house, so...
Back to the different comedy, though, here it's like Kenan's doing these, like, Kenan is given these bits to do, and then Kel is like in a milkshake machine, which again, as a kid, is like the best. You know what? It's good. We get a little bit of two different styles of comedy. Anytime we revisit this stuff, like especially the Disney cartoons, I'm always like really interested to see like what I kind of now consider like the cheap kid laughs.
Mm.
Do you see Abe Vigoda in the background? He's wearing an oxygen mask. He's doing a breathing treatment.
Abe Vigoda's great in this. I feel like Kel here is doing like a series of sketches.
Yeah.
Right? And Kenan is furthering the plot.
Yeah. You ordered a burger with nothing on it. So here's an empty bun. Again, as a kid, it's like your first exposure to like wordplay, basically. Like that made me laugh so hard as a kid. I'd like to point out Abe Vigoda lived like 30 more years after this.
Abe Vigoda with the oxygen mask on is just perfect.
I should have died years ago. Gotta have a man eating a fly. That'll get a good kid reaction, you know? Wouldn't you like to drive around in this big burger car?
I don't think so. I would feel like a Richard Scarry character. Is this a commentary on the American capitalist system? Abe Vigoda's 77 years old, still toiling away at the fryer, you know?
But I think it's really supposed to be yay mom and pop, nay big corporate.
Hmm.
I think we're supposed to be happy that Abe Vigoda is still working at the Good Burger. I don't know.
He's not happy about it. He's like, I should have died years ago.
Maybe he spent all of his money planning to die sooner, you know?
Hmm. It's gonna be me. If I saw Dan Schneider, I would bite him. Abe Vigoda is really stealing the show in some of these scenes.
He got to say the word ass.
That's a big deal.
I think I broke my ass. It was a big deal. What do you think of Grape Nose Boy?
I don't know.
Why are there grapes at Good Burger also?
That's like when McDonald's has apple slices, you know? All right, so Kel Mitchell is some kind of burger savant. He's made like his own secret sauce that he carries with him, and it's going to save the restaurant. And look, it made Abe Vigoda mobile again.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm so excited that the ska soundtrack is out. You love ska. Look how happy. Oh, guys, I wish you could see Tyler's grin right now as he listens to the I'm a dude, he's a dude, she's a dude ska remix. He just can't stop bouncing.
Slaps. Madness to my playlist.
What is in the sauce?
I don't know.
This is giving me like a Soylent Green vibes. This is not good. I didn't know that this movie was going to take this turn.
Right in the middle of the movie, Keenan starts talking about how he doesn't remember what his dad who abandoned his family looks like. You're like, what? Me as a child. Put Ed back in milkshake machine. Aha, funny, funny. Where is Spatch?
So Shaq is now in the movie.
Yeah, playing himself.
Shaq looks thrilled to be in this hug, though. Look at him. He looks so happy.
Hugged by Keenan and Kel.
Shaq is really tall, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of corporate espionage happening here. You have a misty eye.
Is Ed from Good Burger making you cry?
No, Ed from Good Burger is making you cry. So now they've sent this extremely hypersexual woman to steal the sauce recipe.
Uh-huh. It's Carmen Electra.
From Ed. Oh, it is Carmen Electra. What's she doing here?
She's here to get the sauce recipe from Ed.
God, the lip liner on Carmen Electra is like 3 inches thick. Look at it.
Top tier humor. This is also Carmen Electra, a grown woman,
full adult. It is kind of disturbing.
These teenagers are going out on their double date.
It doesn't really say how old Kel Mitchell is in this, right? Because, like, Keenan is clearly in school.
Yeah, Keenan's, like, 15, right? He can't get his driver's license for a year. You assume that Kel is of similar age, but I guess you're right. He could be older. He at least is driving the Burgermobile.
I feel like Kel Mitchell grunts a lot in this role, right? He's always like... There's like a lot of guitar stings in this too. It's like, Monique has the most 90s look on right now. Lime green rattan knitted bucket hat. Lime green matching top. Huge chunky necklace. Amazing. I feel like you would have been scared of this part.
Yeah, I didn't like this weird seduction scene. I know it's supposed to be funny, but it's
a lot
really
to unpack.
Weird.
Always scared of these seductive scenes.
The problem is he ends up being so violent towards her. Like, she's really beat up horribly. Yeah. It's, like, kind of disturbing. Look, and what is Carmen Electra's role at the Mondo Burger? She's, the resident, like, sexy spy?
Yeah.
Honestly, though, in corporate espionage, that's probably pretty common. Oh, yes, Laurie Beth Dinberg.
How old is Laurie Beth here, and how old is she playing? She's probably, what, 16?
I don't know. Somewhere between 16 and 20.
And
she's playing like a middle age.
She's playing 45, and it's completely convincing, except her neck is so smooth. Kenan Thompson, dressed up as an older church lady, is incredibly convincing. And Kel's giving me John Leguizamo in Tu Wong Fu, Thanks for Everything, Julie Newmar vibes. Actually a very convincing looking woman, right?
Yeah, they've done a good job. They're doing their own corporate espionage now. Do you like how huge the Mondo Burgers are?
It scares me.
Kind of disturbing looking. So now there's also like an anti-genetically modified food thing going on. Here's a twist you might not like.
Oh no. All right, so... now they are going to involuntarily commit Keenan and Kel to a place called the Demented Hills Asylum.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's not great.
You haven't seen the people who are actually in here yet.
Oh, no. It's all bad.
Give it a second.
I think Dan Schneider wrote this part.
So what do you think of Good Burger's portrayal of the mentally ill?
It's not great,
people,
Bob,
with mental illness.
Really not good. Everything is bad. It is all bad. I'm just so confused because I think I was actually enjoying myself.
Yeah, it was a pretty pleasant.
For a minute.
We've been actually pretty quiet on this episode. It's a pretty short supercut because we've just been kind of watching peacefully.
Now I'm mad. Damn you, Dan Schneider.
Yeah.
If I ever meet Dan Schneider, I'm going to...
Don't make threats.
If I ever meet Dan Schneider, I'm going to give him strong words.
I think in the past you've gone, it's not a threat.
They're literally poisoning the sauce.
Yeah, they're going to kill anyone else who eats a Good Burger.
And also, Abe Vigoda just lives here?
Yeah, he's here late at night. So they're going to poison the Good Burger customers, and they're doing an elder abuse to Abe Vigoda.
It's a really extended asylum scene.
So, in general, the way the people with mental illness are portrayed is not great.
It's very, very bad.
Words like kook and crazy are being thrown around. But Ed is being very kind to all of these characters.
This movie took a real nosedive. Honestly, just watch like the first hour and you're good.
They do spend an outsized amount of time in this asylum.
Yeah. And I don't think it's like necessary, right? Like they could have put him in a basement, you know?
Well, yeah. So you could laugh at the guys eating the cards, you know?
Yeah.
I also feel like a lot of times, like when you make children's media, you have to think about imitatable behavior. And they just escape from the asylum by just jumping out of a second story window onto just grass below.
Yep, yeah.
There's like nothing to catch them. Everyone was fine, even Abe Vigoda.
Abe Vigoda's doing great. He's actually very spry.
And two of the three of them actually jumped through glass to break it. All right, let's leave that asylum scene behind finally.
Yeah, that was, I don't know if I'll ever be able to leave that behind.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Is this ice cream truck called Obese Farms?
Yep.
About to serve the poison.
The poison. Sinbad also really steals the show here.
He's got at least one great line every time they show him to us.
All right, this movie's about a half hour too long.
Yeah, it is 1 hour and 35 minutes.
Yep. First hour and five, good times. Good times.
This is Kenan and Kel's second time sneaking into Mondo Burger in the film. Maybe once would be enough. Because if it's losing our attention, imagine being a kid.
Some of Kenan's asides that he says to himself are so funny.
Climb a truck? I don't even know the person who owns this truck. Definitely feels longer than an hour and a half.
Right? Yeah. We were cruising along till that asylum scene. Now I just want to be done.
This part is burned in my brain from childhood because it's so gross and weird.
Why are they blowing up? I'm so confused.
The burgers have too much of the like human growth hormone in them, so they're just exploding. First, they're enormous. They're just erupting.
Why are they blowing up?
Somehow it's destabilized the entire building.
They're over a fault line. It's not good.
Did it, Kate.
Whew. All right, just watch the first hour and 5 minutes.
The ending's fine, too.
Maybe 55
minutes. You just have to surgically remove the asylum sequence.
Yeah. And honestly, does it really add that much?
No.
No. I had a great time for the first 55 minutes or so, and then it really, dropped off.
Tell us what's so good.
Here's what was good about it.
We're always focused on the negative.
It was fun to see, like, black male camaraderie, like, well represented. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
They have some really nice moments where, you know, they have this, like, 1 second of emotional intimacy that's really nice. I would say I enjoyed Kenan's bits more than I enjoyed Kel's bits.
I don't think we need to put them in competition, though. I've been thinking about this the whole time, too, and I think it's just, you know, there's two different styles of comedy here.
I get
and they
that.
Both get to do a different thing. It's just Kel's is so one-dimensional. But if it's
I, kids yeah, life. I wish that Kel got more to do.
Sure, but I'll tell you, as a kid, I don't remember watching this now. I don't remember any of the things Kenan did.
That made me laugh
watching it now. Don't remember them at all, because I don't think it made me laugh. But everything Kel did, I remember all of it. Like, it all just came back, because it was funny.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? So it works, definitely, on one level.
I liked all the 90s fashion.
It's like a little time capsule.
Yeah.
You got Sinbad in there being hilarious.
Sinbad was pretty great.
In his few scenes, you got Abe Vigoda being funny.
Yep.
Okay, so that's what you liked.
That's what I liked.
What didn't you like?
Things really dropped off when they went to the asylum. The asylum is such a weird choice.
Yeah, it's a shame.
It completely does not hold up in any way.
I don't think it's completely out of place for this era.
Yeah.
To do that, but yeah, it really sucks.
It's really bad.
Okay, we get it. You don't like the asylum. What else? What else didn't you like?
And honestly, like, for some reason, it just went downhill for me after that. Yeah, I don't know if I had a bad taste in my mouth because of the asylum bit, if it just wasn't quite as good.
Well, it's also just kind of long.
Yeah.
I know we are not the target audience of this movie anymore at our age, but it just went on a little long there.
Yeah.
Which is why I think, truly, if you cut that scene out, like, the length would be better.
Yeah, yeah, you'd get, like, a good, like, hour, 15 minutes.
Yeah, and you'd lose that big problematic asylum sequence. All right, so there's Good Burger. Are you going to watch Good Burger, too? Could you be ever talked into it?
Maybe, if I was, like, real bored. If we could just keep having COVID forever and ever, maybe.
What if you listened to that NPR interview
All right, maybe.
With Kenan? She didn't interview Kel? Dang, Terry Gross. Why'd you got to be that way?
It was right. Tanya Mosley.
Oh. All right, Kate. Thank you for finally watching Good Burger. This really closes a big loop on my childhood for me. I appreciate it.
I'm glad I could help.
That for me. Good Burger is a big part of the reason my microphone cover right now is orange, like the VHS tape for this movie.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And now it's time for an exclusive with one of Nickelodeon's biggest stars.
Yo, what's up, everybody? Kenan Thompson here on the set of Good Burger, the movie. And we are at Mondo Burger at nighttime. And this is where Mondo Burger's having its grand opening. So we're going to take a little tour of Mondo Burger. Come on with me.
Mondo Burger, this is the Mondo Burger kitchen. And this is the conveyor belt and a little machine that makes the little thin patties into the enormous, gigantic Mondo Burger patty. And this is the part where I get fired from Mondo Burger.
You mess with Kurt and you go into the grinder.
Okay, now this grinder of yours, is it a real grinder or is it some kind of a metaphor?
That's it! You're gone!
And I end up getting a job at Good Burger. Yes, I have worked at fast food.
Any accidents on your record?
Not to your knowledge.
See Nick's best buddies hit the big screen when Paramount Pictures presents a Nickelodeon movie, Good Burger. Starts this Friday in a theater near you.
See you later.